Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners who have tuned Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, The Quiz on Radio Islam International. Today, mashallah, is day 10, corresponding to the 16th of June 2016. Tonight is Friday night, Thursday. Yes, it falls into Friday night. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept all of our broken ibadat. And dear listeners, you know, it's the 10th Roza, alhamdulillah. And what happens normally, we go to the second week of Ramadan, we get a bit tired, etc. But let's keep the hadith of the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in front of us, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. Like Nabi Kareem Sassam says in a hadith that man qama Ramadan iman wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihim. And one hadith Nabi Kareem Sassam mentions and says that man saama Ramadan iman wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. That the person who observes the fast for the month of Ramadan, iman wa ihtisaban, out of sincerity and hope for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all his past sins will be forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Regarding the Taraweeh namaz as well, distance, what happens is normally second, third week the masjids are a bit empty, and let's go to the masjid inshallah, and the Taraweeh salah subhanallah jalassas once a year, regarding this, it's special barakat and mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading Taraweeh namaz with iman, hope from reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it will be recorded as if the person has spent the entire night in ibadat, and also all his sins, minor sins, will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, dear listeners, lines are open, 854-1548. I think we do have our three contestants on the line. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. We have, mashallah, two contestants who already registered, and one is Sister Amina, the other brother is, I forgot his name, he's a brother.
Qasim.
First, salamu alaikum alayhi sahib.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was just waiting for you to finish out your bayan. I was very inspired and motivated, mashallah. And I'm sure the listeners also, normally last few days we saw it was quite cold in Johannesburg area, Molana, and you mentioned a very important point. Lots of masajids were empty, and we saw different masjids that how the serves have decreased. So let's, what you did was excellent, mashallah, and let's hope that we go back to the masjid and perform our salah in the masjid, especially the Taraweeh salah also, Molana.
Ameen, inshallah, jazakumullah. And you also lead by example, Malik Sahib. Jazakumullah for them. Alright, we have two participants, mashallah. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. We have two participants waiting for the third participant to call, inshallah. Brother Salim is on the other side. Also, Malik Sahib, we have a major announcement. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The janazah of Marhuma Zahra Hatia, the mother of Shabir Hatia. The janazah will leave from 538 Haura Crescent in extension 11A Lanesia. The janazah leaving the house tonight, inshallah, at 10 o'clock. Salatul janazah will be performed at quarter past 10, proceeding to the local Everon Qabristan. Zahra Hatia, the mother of Shabir Hatia Marhuma, Allah grant her Jannat, Allah grant all the Marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Her janazah leaving from 538 Haura Crescent in extension 11A Lens. Tonight leaving the house at 10 o'clock, Salatul Janazah, quarter past 10, inshallah, proceeding to the Everon Qabristan. Jim. Wali Saif Saab, mashallah, was his 2 liter drum again. What you having, Wali Saif Saab? Tea or Halim or soup or Makhio? You know, Makhio, what is it, Wali Saif Saab?
Just normal green tea, Malana.
Oh, normal green tea, mashallah, mashallah. Very health conscious, my brother.
Mm-hmm. In the month of Ramadan, you have to be a little bit health conscious.
You have to be a little bit health conscious, very good. Yeah. But 2 liters, Malik Sahib, you know, one is a cup, one is a mug, but you're coming with 2 liters of green tea. Gee, we have our three participants on the line, mashallah, Malik Sahib, so I would like to welcome them on board.
See, firstly, Sister Amina, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Gee, where are you calling us from, sister?
KZN.
Mashallah. May I ask which part?
I can hear you.
Sorry, sister?
I cannot hear you very well.
Mali Sahib, she cannot hear you well, my brother. Yeah, scream, talk a little louder.
Maybe she doesn't want to speak to you, Malana Kara. Your voice will make everyone nervous.
She was referring to you, Mali Sahib.
No, she answered me, KZN.
So, hello?
Where in KZN, sister Amina?
Pietermaritzburg.
Pietermaritzburg. Okay, Jazakallah. Let's go to line number 2, and we have brother Qasim. Qasim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, with lots of tajweed, my brother. Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. Where are you calling from, brother Qasim?
Zakaria Park.
Oh, from Zakaria Park.
Yes.
Alright. You sounded like one of the imams of the haram, you know, when you made salam.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Mawlana, that brother Qasim, or Hafiz Qasim, or almost Mawlana Qasim, he was born in Saudi Arabia. He's Mulana Alauddin's son.
Oh, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. That's why his tajweed, mashallah, is so nice, and
it's
sure he knows
Arabic.
Qasim, are you there, my brother?
Yes.
Okay, now everybody knows who you are. Line number 3, Sister Adila.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister, you calling from Azadville?
Yes, I'm calling from Azadville.
Okay, alright. First time you're calling in, Appa?
Yes, first time.
Okay, mashallah, all the luck, okay?
Okay,
Ameen. Alright, Police Chief Sahab, anything you'd like to tell our contestants?
Just that if they are not... If they don't know the rules, they can always go to our website. There is no time to read out all the rules daily on a daily basis. So if you are not sure, you can log on to www.radioislam.co.za and the rules will be available. But let's start with these three participants. I'm sure they know the rules, Mulana.
All right, I think they do know the rules. And we'd like to welcome our KZN sister on board. Sister, we're going to ask you the question first, okay?
Okay.
All right. What's your category, Ben?
General knowledge.
Oh, general knowledge. Normally we have the participants only say choosing from Quran, the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So you're choosing general knowledge, Appa. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. Are you ready? 7 seconds to answer, Ben.
Yes.
I say you got 7 seconds to answer the question.
Yes.
You've got to listen carefully, sister.
Okay.
All right, we are based in Lanesia. All right, but listen to the question, okay? If I were in Stockholm, which country am I in?
England.
England, but we just told you, sister, we are in Indonesia. The answer is not England, it is Sweden. Only Swayb?
Sweden.
MashaAllah, good thinking, sister, good thinking, okay?
Okay, she's asking.
Almost there. Qasim bhai, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
MashaAllah. Qasim, what's your category, my brother?
Quran.
Quran. Jazakum Allah. What do you say, sir?
G. Qasim, your
multiple choice question.
G. Either 1, 2, or 3, okay?
G.
Which two surahs did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describe as Zahrawain, two shining ones? Is it Suratul Baqarah and Ali Imran? Number 2, Yasin or As-Sajda? Number 3, Falaq and An-Nas? Which of these three?
3.
Falaq and Nas.
I could see you're not attending all the dars, my brother. You dropped a little bit in between, nah? It's 1, Baqarah and Surah Ala Imran, my brother.
Okay.
Okay, my brother. But I say, I'm going to ask you one question, my brother. You like to ask and put everybody in a corner. If it takes 10 men, listen, take your calculators, my brother. Write down what I'm going to tell you. We want the answer now. If it takes 10 men, 3 hours to dig one hole. Mm-hmm. If it takes 10 men, 3 hours to dig one hole.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so 10 times 3, you've got to work it out.
Jeez.
How many men does it take to dig half a hole in the same amount of time? Divide and subtraction, very simple.
There's no need to bring in maths here because half a hole is still a hole, Mulana Kara.
Yeah.
You thought you were clever, Mulana Kara.
Clever boy, Mulana Sahib, okay. Adila, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, sister, what's your category?
Go stories of the
Anbiya. Stories of the Anbiya. Okay, Ben, here goes your question. This Nabi was the son of a Nabi, grandson of a Nabi, and great grandson of a Nabi. Who is he?
Adam alayhi salam.
Adam alayhi salam. But he was the first Nabi.
Yes.
So how can he be the son of a Nabi, Appa?
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No, sister. Another guess. Write all the Nabis down, approximately 124,000.
Yes.
And then you just work it out and think and then you call us back, okay, Appa? This Nabi, the question...
Nuh alayhi
salam. Sorry?
Yusuf alayhi salam.
Yes, sister. MashaAllah, it is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. This Nabi was the son of a Nabi, grandson of a Nabi, and great-grandson of a Nabi. And it is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, sister?
Yes.
All right. KZN Appa.
Yes.
All right, you said general knowledge. What's your category now, sister?
Quran.
Quran.
Okay.
It's a multiple choice question, okay, sister?
Yes.
You're saying G in a way that you're asking, or you're telling me G that you understand, Appa?
No, I understand.
Okay, sorry. But his wave is a bit slow to catch up, sister. Here goes your question, multiple choice question, sister.
Yes.
All right. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was given two lights that were not given to any Nabi before him. One of them is Surah Fatiha, is the other light. One, Ayatul Kursi. Two, the closing ayat of Surah Baqarah. Or three, the opening ayat of Surah Kahf.
Number one, Ayatul Kursi.
No, sister, no. It is. We asked you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was given two lights that were not given to any Nabi before him. One of them is Surah Fatiha, and the other light is, sister, the closing ayat of Surah Baqarah. Okay. So when you say, we just know who's reading and who's not reading this ayat. Very true. Very true. Thank you. Ji, Qasim bhai, what is it?
Ji, are you ready?
Ji.
Okay, your question, you need to tell us one of the three surahs' name after we have completed the question. The question is the last ayah of the Quran revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Baqarah, Surah Ma'idah, or Surah An-Nas?
Surah Ma'idah.
My brother, you got two out of two wrong. My suggestion, Malis Raib Sahib, is that Qasim Bhai, you from Zakaria Park, you studied there also. Go to the Muhtamim Sahib and ask for help. Principal, then ask him for help, okay? Adila, are you there, sister?
What's the correct answer, Mulana?
Sorry, the correct answer is Surah Baqarah. In the last, is the last ayat of the Quran Kareem revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Baqarah, Surah Ma'idah, or Surah An-Nas? It is in Surah Baqarah. Okay, my brother Qasim.
Yes.
It was a bit difficult, my brother, a bit tricky. Okay. Adila.
Yes.
Your category, sister?
From the Quran.
From the Quran.
Yes.
Okay, sister, it's also multiple choice question, okay? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, three things will be beneath the arsh. The Qur'an, Amanah, and what's the third? One, the Sunnah. Two, trustworthiness. Or three, family ties.
Trustworthiness.
Sister Adila, you have not been trustworthy in your answers, Abba. In one hadith, we asked you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, three things will be beneath the arsh, the Quran, the Amana, and the third is, Malik Swahib Sahib, family ties. Very, very important.
Number one, Mulana.
Sorry, sister, you are confusing me now.
Number one.
What is number one, sister?
Quran. Hadith.
So I don't know what you are trying to tell us. You're giving us a bayan, or you're asking us a question, or you're telling us to read more hadith because our iman is too weak, or I don't know what you're trying to say. Sister, can you get to the point, Jima?
It's Quran. Family ties.
What about family ties?
It will be under the arsh.
Family ties will be under the arsh.
The third one.
The third one, G. Oh, okay, now I understand you, Papa. Okay, now I understand you. But sister, 70 seconds passed by already, Abba.
Please.
Apologies, okay, man?
Please.
Okay. Police Rahib?
The answer has to be given within 7 seconds. That's the rule, Manaka.
Gee, Abba, 7 seconds, okay?
Please, okay.
Ma, for that, I didn't understand you, sister.
Okay.
What you were trying to get at, okay?
Please. Okay.
My fault, my apologies.
Please.
I'm about still to catch up on this, Rahib.
Can she hear the clock in the background?
Can you hear the clock in the background, Appa?
No.
You cannot hear the clock in the background, okay. All right, okay. We'll make it a bit louder for you, Appa.
Okay,
maybe Azad will be a bit in a ditch when he's safe, so that's why it's not transmitting so clearly there. Gee, when he's safe, sir, next question.
Gee, let's go with Sister Amina. Which category?
If she can't hear the clock in the background, I have my gun with him, Malisa. We can just hit the round quickly, you know, we can just shoot so she can hear. Chi. KZN, Appa, are you ready?
Chi.
What is your category, Appa?
Quran.
Alright, you chose one already from Quran Kareem, okay? Here goes your second one from Quran Kareem.
Chi.
Okay. The question is, how many sentences does the Ayatul Kursi comprise? 7, 10, or 11?
7.
Seven, Appa?
year.
All right. You want to just quickly go and count and come and tell us? It's not seven, Appa, it is 10. But it is difficult. It's not very easy, Appa. All right, you are close to the answer. Very, very close to the answer. All right. Qasim bhai, are you ready, my brother?
Yeah.
Qasim, you got nothing right. So far, no contestants got anything right on this wave.
Is it difficult to remember, Ankara?
One or two, not very difficult, but it's interesting, G. We are all learning. Jazakallah. Qasim, are you ready, my brother?
Yeah.
What category you want to choose, my brother? I don't know what's happening to you. You'd rather choose, let's talk soccer or cricket or something. Maybe you'll get some points there.
It's up to you, Malana.
What category, my friend?
We'll go with...
You've got stories of the Anbiya, Islamic history, general knowledge and politics.
Stories of the Anbiya, inshallah.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, here goes your answer. Was Dhulqifl a Nabi who lived before or after Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salam?
After.
Alright, it's easy to say before or after, my brother. But why? That is a very, very big question.
Because, you know, he lived after him. it's just fact, historic fact.
Oh, that's just a historic fact, yeah. It just happened. it just happened, my brother. Okay, very, very correct. He was a Nabi, we asked you, was Dhulqifl a Nabi who lived before or after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? The answer, Malik Shaib, is that he was a Nabi of the Banu Israel, and hence he lived after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay. Appa from Azadville. Appa? Can you hear us now, Appa?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. What is your category, man?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Malik Shaib?
G, also multiple choice questions. The question is, who is the greatest Tabi'i? One, Uwais Qarni. Number two, Sa'id ibn Musayyab. Or number three, Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh.
Number one.
Uwais Qarni.
MashaAllah, sister, we asked you, who is the greatest Tabi'i, Malik Shaib, sir? And the answer is?
Uwais Qarni.
MashaAllah, sister.
But unfortunately, it was after that 7 seconds, Malana.
Oh, I didn't pay attention on the clock.
Sister, like the sister from Azadra.
Alright, sister, apologies, sister.
Okay.
It came after 7 seconds.
You're a very hard man, Malik Shaib, sir. Okay, Appa. So, Malik Shaib, no point goes to him.
Jeez.
So, we asked how many questions already? We asked three questions each. KZN Appa's got nothing right. Qasim, my friend, got one right, and sister from Azadville, she's got one.
No, she's got nothing.
Oh, sorry. I like chicken and playing with my pants, so by mistake I made a chick, Malik Shaib. Apologies. So, she's got nothing. The sister's got nothing. The sister from KZN's got nothing. But our brother from Zakaria Park's got one.
Gee, that's correct.
MashaAllah.
Something unnecessary ticks can cost $1,000 also.
Yeah, you're right, Malik Shaib, sir. So we asked three questions. Next question, Appa from KZN. Gee. Okay, are you ready, Ben?
Gee.
Salim Saab is having a good time on the other side. Salim, today was June 16, 1976. Why, my brother? Tell us quickly, Salim. 100 rands coming up your way. What was so historical behind this day, 16 June? Sorry? Oh, I can't hear him. I think he said Eugene Ter Blanche's birthday. See. Appa KZN, what category you were saying, Appa?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, then. Here goes your question, multiple choice question, okay?
Yes.
Besides Sarah and Hajar, Ibrahim alayhi salam had another wife by the name of 1. Rahil, 2. Safura, 3. Qatura.
B. Safura.
The way she answered like she knew her.
Hello?
Besides Sarah and Hajar, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had another wife by the name of, sister, it's not Safura, it is Qatura. Okay, Appa?
Jimra.
Alright. Alright. Maybe one of his babes got another wife by the name of Safura. We have to find out, Brother Salim. Ji. Qasim, are you there, brother?
Ji, I'm here.
Okay. Your category, my brother?
We'll speak with... We have one question
left, Stories of the Anbiya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Islamic history, general knowledge and politics, that's left.
Islamic history, general knowledge, politics, stories of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. What else do you want, my brother?
We'll stick with stories of the Anbiya.
Okay.
Okay, your question is
multiple
choice questions. The question is, what garment did Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam send with his brothers to his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam in Baitul Maqdis? Number one, his shirt. Number two, his trouser. Number three, his turban.
His shirt, kameez.
Said the Arabic word also, mashallah. His kameez, my brother?
Ji, from the Quran.
Mashallah. Ji. You're going to read us in tonight's Tarawih Salah, inshallah. Performing Tarawih?
Ji, ji.
Mashallah. You're reading first, second, third, fourth?
Second.
You're reading second?
Ji.
Alright, we'll get back to you in a minute, my brother. You learned to work properly today. MashaAllah, all the best. You read the 12th para, inshallah. We're going to take the imtihan very shortly also. Maybe you're on air.
Inshallah.
I hope you know your work.
Si. Inshallah.
Adila.
Si.
Are you there, sister?
Yeah.
Okay. It's her turn, Monisha. Am I correct?
She needs to choose a category.
Okay. What's your category, Abba?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, here goes your question, sister. Islamic history. Okay. The question is, Abba, in which year did the Treaty of Hudaybiyah take place?
No, I don't know.
Just take a chance, sister.
6AH.
Exactly. You should have just said 6AH before 7 seconds. Abba, you would have been with 1 point in the competition.
Oh, okay.
All right, but anyway, sister, JazakAllah. It's not about money, Swahib. It's about knowledge and learning.
Gee, not only these three participants are learning, I'm sure all
of us. We are all learning, Gee. We are all learning. JazakAllah,
myself and yourself also, Mulana.
Gee, JazakAllah, Mani Swahib. So, 4 questions been asked, Mani Swahib, and we have one more round left.
There's no need for that because it's unassailable lead, Mulana.
Oh, yes.
Brother Kasim's got 2 points. So, even if next question, a sister from KZN as well as sister from Azad will answer it correctly, then to Kasim will still be declared a winner. So, there's no need to go into that final round, Mulana.
Okay, JazakAllah, Mani Swahib. So, lucky for you for your estimation. Apa Adila from Azadville, are you there, sister?
Yes, I am.
JazakAllah for participating. And yes, nothing was intentional. We just, you know, everything was lightheartedness. Apologies, sister, okay?
Okay,
alright, and all the best. You can call us back again, inshallah.
Okay.
But you've done well, sister.
Assalamualaikum.
Okay.
Okay, JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Waalaikumsalam.
Apa from KZN?
Yes.
Apa, you also done. Okay. But JazakAllah for participating, Appa.
JazakAllah.
We can call us back, inshallah. Okay, Appa?
Inshallah.
The most important thing is that we're all learning.
Yes.
But some of us learn the hard way, Mali Sahib. JazakAllah, Appa.
Assalamualaikum
warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Qasim.
Ji.
You started off like you knew nothing, but mashallah, you answered the last 2 questions correctly, and you're the winner for today.
JazakAllah.
I'm going to ask you one question. You said you're Hafiz of the Quran Kareem, my brother. You know, we have to make the Qarar of the Quran Kareem in the month of Ramadan. You read in Taraweeh as well. Let's test you one place, my brother. Alright, and then inshallah, let's see if you're going to get your 1,000 rands. It's not from the 12th para. 12th para is very easy. وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم بل أنتم قوم عادون. Carry on, my brother.
وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم بل أنتم قوم عادون. قالوا يا لوط.
Oh, la pak. Which masjid are you in, Tarawih, my brother?
El Dorado Park.
Mali Swahib Sahib, we'll have to go to the Imam of the Masjid. We'll have to go listen to his Tarawih tonight. It's Qadu La Illam Tantahi, 19th para, my brother.
Okay.
Alright, JazakAllah. It was amongst the Mutashabihad, it was a difficult one. But you're the winner, mashallah, Qasim.
I think my Sahib wants to test you also a little bit.
He doesn't allow us to do that, Qasim. You can't ask him any questions.
Qasim, JazakAllah, my brother. Any final nasiha from your side, my brother, before we terminate? We're all learning, my brother. Tell us something. We want to learn something, inshallah. Some advice from your side.
I think the only advice I can give is that everyone should follow your advice as well. They're quite adequate.
Astaghfirullah. Jazakallah, my brother Qasim. All the best. Nice talking to you, my brother. Make dua for us in the month of Ramadan.
Jazakallah.
Okay, my brother. Really lovely talking to you. And do come visit us one day, okay, my brother?
Inshallah. Inshallah.
1,000 rands coming up your way, my brother.
Jazakallah.
And nice kurta, nice topi, and nice shoes, okay? Jazakallah Qasim.
He can spend all that on himself because I don't think he's still married.
Allah give you a pious wife, inshallah.
Ameen.
Okay, my brother.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He is blushing when we say it about the wife when he said it. 6:35 p.m. Your tune trade Islam International. And we say Jazakallah to our engineer, Brother Salim, on the other side. And Mawlana Shahib Saab, inshallah.
Mawlana, now inshallah we'll be crossing over very shortly, not now, but before we cross over, we'll be playing for our listeners' repeat of drama stories, 221B Baker Street, and inshallah when Isha time sets in KZN, then our Isha Salah as well as live Tarawih will be taking place from Stenger, and then also a small program from the Stenger Masjid, then around 9 p.m. inshallah Mawlana Kara will be coming back to the studios of Indonesia, and we'll be playing out Random Acts of Kindness, and thereafter live Tafsir from Bosman Masjid of Mufti Ismail Menk, and then inshallah tonight being Thursday night, I'll be joined by Mufti Yusuf Suleiman. He will be answering your Zakat Q&A program. So after 10 p.m. inshallah, if you have any Zakat related questions in the month of Ramadan, we have lots of queries with regards to Zakat. So Radio Islam has dedicated a special slot every week, Mawlana Kara, to answer your Zakat related questions, and Mufti Yusuf Suleiman is from the group of Barclays Africa, and inshallah he will be answering Zakat related questions. That will be just after 10 p.m.
Jazakallah. Well, so Ibsaf, just very quickly, I came across something on the lighter side regarding hunting. We were talking about hunting. Yes, but anyway, there was, mashallah, a big game hunter. He went on a safari with his wife and his mother-in-law. You know, Mawlana Shoaib? His mama-in-law. So one evening, they were in the jungle. His wife woke up to find her mother gone. And rushing to the husband, she says, you know what, mommy is gone. Let's go and find mama. So anyway, this poor guy, the hunter, picked up his rifle. He started to look for her, and in the thick of the forest, Monisai, they came upon this very, very chilling sight. You know, this mother-in-law was against a thick, impenetrable bush, massive bush, and there was a large, big lion that was there facing her. Now, the wife asked the husband, Salim, what are we going to do to save my mother? So the husband says, nothing, dear. This lion got himself into this mess. Let himself, he must sort himself out. Gee, mother-in-law's Mali Swayed. 6:37 p.m. Your Tune Trail Islam International. Don't go away.
This program was brought to you by The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil and Sunshine D Margarines and Spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Honeybee, your baking specialist. Come in now to Honeybee for all your baking requirements. Honeybee, 011-854-1420.
Arrow Cash and Carry, wholesalers and exporters of cosmetics, toiletries, and hair products. We're situated at 201 Amgeni Road, opposite May Street Masjid. To receive our latest promotions, email us on info@arrowcc.co.za. Visit our website, www.arrowcc.co.za. Arrow Cash and Carry, the better choice.
This program is brought to you by
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil and Sunshine D Margarines and Spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Continental Cash and Carry. Over 7,500 square meters of stock and a wide range of cosmetics, homeware, hardware, medical, hair products and much more. With ample parking available for our customers, friendly staff and low prices and many in-store specials. Located centrally at number 14 Mineral Crescent, Extension 3, in the hub of Crown Mines. Continental Cash and Carry. Call us on 010-594-2085.
Arrow Cash and Carry, wholesalers and exporters of cosmetics, toiletries, and hair products. We're situated at 201 Amgeni Road, opposite May Street Masjid. To receive our latest promotions, email us on info@arrowcc.co.za. Visit our website, www.arrowcc.co.za. Arrow Cash and Carry, the better choice.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo,
hello, Mo, hello.
Previously
on 221B Baker Street.
I know, I do too. Sometimes I wonder if we should just put him up for adoption.
What?
No, no, no. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I feel his best shot would be with someone else, not with us. But it's just a thought, you know.
You know.
What?
It doesn't have to remain a thought.
Have you called Mir? Well, salams to you too. I thought Bilal taught you how to greet. I repeat, have you called Mir? Well, you know what they say, all the best people are. Stop choking nails. How can you give Danielle up for adoption? Is it about finances? Do you not have enough money to support both of them? Oh, please, don't be ridiculous. Then, why don't you want your child?
Nana, what's your favorite sport?
Cricket, son. Cricket.
Cricket? Oh, I don't know how to play it.
So, what?
You don't know how to play cricket?
Wait, I'll tell him. You see, you have two teams. One team will bat and the other will bowl. Yeah. Now you have to score runs. Yeah. Then,
there hasn't been any theft.
Then, where are the checks?
It will need some searching for. But I guarantee you will find it in your Nana's room. You'll find it somewhere.
How do you know?
Good question. I'm afraid your Nana doesn't need me or his team. What he needs is a doctor.
So for now, that's all you need to do for me. If there's anything else, I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, do you need me to come in on Sundays as well?
I run a business, not a boot camp.
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo,
hello, Mo.
In a prison visitor's room, Shamshir sits across his latest potential clients, a prison inmate named Junaid.
Just tell me what happened from the beginning.
My mom asked her for a cup of tea. Raisa weren't happy about it. Said she ain't nobody's maid. Me and her had a bit of a fight.
Crucial.
Raisa was always getting to me, saying I weren't a real man.
Wasn't a real man?
What?
It's not weren't, it's wasn't.
Oh, grandma Nazi.
Go on.
Well, then I don't know how it happened, but suddenly my legs was kicking.
My legs were?
Yes. And you know, my dad was a soccer player, so he learned me how to kick.
Taught.
What?
Taught you how to kick?
Yeah, well, then I done it.
Did it?
Did it. Kicked her. Over and over and over, and I looked down and she weren't...
Wasn't
moving no more.
Anymore?
Anymore. You've got to help me. I don't know how it happened, but it was an accident, I swear.
Shamshir gets to his feet and starts walking away. Junaid starts screaming behind him.
You've got to help me, Mr. Shamshir. Wait!
I don't help oppressors.
Please, it was a mistake. Everyone says you're the best. Without you, I'll get hung for this.
No, 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 Mr. Junaid. Not at all. You're going to get hanged for this. Ha ha!
يا من عصيت الله يوما غافلا فنسيت أن الله قد أعطاك نعم عليك كثيرة.
Bilal returns home after Salah to a deathly silence in his home. He looks around, wondering why Zakia wasn't there to welcome him with a smile, as always.
Allahu
Sex? Sex? Habibati?
I'm here, my love.
Sex? What's wrong? Are you okay?
Lails, Daniel, I can't.
Calm down, love. Calm down. Now tell me what's happened.
Why didn't you take Junaid's case?
The client was spectacularly ignorant.
That again. I meant it in a...
No, he was spectacularly ignorant. His grammar was gruesome. And he thinks he can get hanged in this country. Ah, if only.
Wasim looks in amazement as Shamshir pulls up in front of 221B Baker Street.
You left the prison to rush home?
There's another case.
Where?
In our apartment.
Shamshir reaches the apartment door.
Someone's been here. And it wasn't Mrs. Hassan.
Shamshir slowly opens the door and runs into the living room. The living room looks exactly like the mysterious picture he received of his apartment from an anonymous sender. Except for a payoff.
Shoes. Did you buy new shoes, Sid?
Those are not our shoes. Told you someone's been inside here.
Bilal listens attentively as Zakia expresses her grievances.
Leila refuses to give Daniel to us as a foster child. She says we either do it through the adoption agency or take the highway.
I know, my love. Tahir told me the same thing.
But we can't, Bilal. We don't meet any of the requirements for adoption application. We don't even make it through the first screening procedure. So there's no hope for us via the adoption route.
Did you explain this to Leila?
Yes. I even explained how the fostering will allow her to keep in contact with Daniel. I even told her that until Daniel is mature and with her consent, we'll explain to him why he was given to us.
What did she say then?
She said...
What? There's no way I want him to know Tahir and I are his real parents. Ever. It will only make him feel like he wasn't good enough, so we gave him away. Look, Zax, the point of giving him away is so that he doesn't suffer from an inferiority complex. Your idea will give him exactly that, an inferiority complex.
And then?
Then, I even explained that when we tell him, we'll tell him that he was given to us because you and I couldn't have any of our own children. That way, he won't see his parents not wanting him. Rather, he'll remember his biological parents with fondness. And they kept him close, yet gave us a share of the joy of having children.
But Leila didn't even budge, did she?
No, and that's what hurts most. It's like Leila doesn't even care about anyone but herself and Tahir. Not me and not even her own son.
Calm down, Zex. Calm down, my love. It is not as bad as it seems. Allah will make a way out of this as He has done before. Don't worry.
But Bilal, they're going to give an innocent child away to complete strangers. What will happen to my poor Daniel?
Shh. Just trust in Allah. And I'll try to speak to Tahir once more, inshallah. Okay?
You know what I do. Go for it.
No ways.
Go on. Take a shot.
I'm not going to stand here so you can humiliate me while I try and deduce...
An outside eye is like an opinion. It's very useful to me.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Fine.
Wasim picks up the shoe and looks at it and its partner now lying on their coffee table.
I don't know. They're just a pair of shoes. Techies.
Trainers.
Yeah. What do you call running shoes?
Trainers.
All right. They in good condition. I'd say they were pretty new, except the sole has been well worn. So the owner must have had them for a while. They're very 80s. Probably one of those retro designs.
You're on sparkling form, Timmy. What else?
Well, they're quite big, so a man's.
But
there are traces of a name inside, written in felt tip. Adults don't write their names inside their shoes, so these belong to a kid.
Excellent. What else?
That's it.
That's it?
How did I do?
Well, Simi, really well. I mean, you must know everything of importance, but, you know.
Adamant to do his best, Bilal approaches Tahir again in a final attempt to convince him to consider placing Danyal in his foster care instead of giving him up for adoption.
I don't see the problem. Send in your application to the agency, and then you can adopt Danyal by the book.
That's going to be a bit problematic because...
You don't qualify for the application process, do you? See, Molana, I told you. You are not keeping the shop busy enough. I'm sorry. I can't compromise. It's either you go via the agency and adopt Danyal, or then I'll have to consider adoptive parents who are more fit.
All right. As you wish, Tahir. My offer for foster care still stays open. May Allah do what is good for both of us.
You know, Bilal, if you just agree to transport my package to Surat, you'd have enough finances to qualify you for the adoption agency. So, think about it, Bilal.
Jazakallah for your time.
Choice is yours, Bilal. Choice is yours.
Much to her relief, Amani's left off early on her first day when an excited Layla returns home earlier than expected.
Did you manage to get them ready for me?
Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Great. You can leave now. Tahir's taking us out to dinner as a family. He'll be here soon. I'll pay you at the end of the week, okay?
Sure.
Right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wasim picks up the techie and gives it to Shamshir. Shamshir looks at it closely as he goes into deduction mode.
The owner loved these. Scrubbed them clean, whitened them where they got discolored. Changed the laces four times.
Wasim puts his hands on the desk and lowers his head in despair.
Even so, there are traces of his flaky skin where his fingers have come into contact with them, so he suffered from eczema. Fingers are well worn, more on the inside, which means the owner had weak arches, British made,
20 years old.
They're not retro, they're original.
But they look new.
Someone's kept them that way. And also shows they're from Florida, 10 miles west of Johannesburg.
You just said they're British made.
I said they're, not these.
Oh, you mean the owner. How do you know?
Waterfowl droppings, clear as a map reference to me, east of the lake too. So the kid who owned these trainers came to Johannesburg from Florida 20 years ago and left them behind.
In our flat?
Shamshir glares at Wasim for his inappropriate sarcasm.
Sorry, but then why are they in our flat?
Because someone put them there.
Hello, it's me. I have finally found the